so relaxed.
From Racine, Wisconsin, it's a podcast that's like, God damn it, man, I can't do it.
God damn it.
Like, steal one of your nether parts.
It's the podcast that's like steel wool to your nether parts. It's Guys, Games, and Beer! Yay! Fantastified! Today, I want to tell you guys about things that go wrong in gaming. And we've been talking about a lot about bad games lately. And when you're younger, you can't buy it.
He started it?
When you're younger...
Who's got the cartridge?
It's going great. When you're younger, you really don't have a lot of money to buy games. So every once in a while, you get stuck with a game that you thought was going to be really, really great. And now you just end up playing it for whatever reason, and it's horrible. That's what we're going to talk about today. Sad moments in gaming history and why I put up with them.
Oh, there's lots of reasons why you put up with
them. Oh, yeah. Larry, I am sure you have a sad moment in gaming history.
You have lots of sad
moments. I smacked him on the jungle one.
I was like, is she going to talk in her turn?
No.
When I was handed this, that was the sad moment.
You want to tell him real quick about the Jungle Hunt thing? I won't let him open it and play it.
Yeah. I know.
But that's a sealed Jungle Hunt.
The cellophane's off. We can just open it.
I'm about to get off that tab.
Somebody picked at it during one of the episodes.
Probably, yeah.
I've been tormenting with it since the Midwest Gaming Classic last year.
You bought it for like a buck.
And I'm just being a bastard about it. Anyway.
Play it. So, anyways. Circa, probably about 90. My girlfriend at the time, you know, me and her, we both didn't have very much money. And one Christmas, she...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is a different story. We didn't have a lot of money, but, you know, you want to buy stuff nice for Christmas and that. And she knew I owned an Amiga, so she basically raided the bargain bin at Babbage's. To get a few, and she didn't know any of the titles. I'd never told her any of them, and I think Warlock was like one of them. She bought like four games, and they were all awful. Every one of them.
You didn't like
was
Warlock?
Terrible. I couldn't remember which one it was. It seemed like it might be a good game, but the controls were awful, so I couldn't get anywhere in it.
Every Amiga game?
Yeah, well, not every Amiga game was terrible. There was some that were quite good. We all know that Stunt Car was great.
Yes.
And, you know, and Nuclear War was another fun one that had good controls.
Because he used a mouse.
Because he used a mouse. So, you know, there were some good games, but, yeah, all four of them were just terrible, and I kept playing them, and she'd always ask, like, you know, hey, did you play that game? No. And I mostly just lied through my teeth.
That's terrible.
And I didn't have a lot of money to replace them or get a different one, so I just kept slugging at them. That's what I had, so that was mine.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. But, you know, things have come around now. I just have piles of unused great games.
Yay! How the times turn.
You know, like a Jungle Hunt cartridge.
Yes, that you can't play.
That I can't play.
All right. I watched a video of it being played last week. I was just laughing.
That'd be fit.
Well, Classic Game Room had a review of it.
You know, it's not like I've never... You know, pulled up the emulator on that. I know where the copyright is.
All right, continue. Noob. All right, noob.
All right.
Excuse me.
Nice. Mine started when I was a little kid. Still, I was getting into, like, playing my NES, like, my Nintendo more often. Like, looking into it, this is where, like, everything started. And it started off horribly by buying a really horrible game from the state fair called Top Gun.
You shut your mouth, you talk about Top Gun.
Hey, hey, Ace Combat.
He's got the cartridge. So excuse me, he's got the cartridge. And there may be different versions of Top Gun, that some good and some not so good.
Or it could have been a game that stole the name Top Gun and was just like, hey, we're going to make this game because we can probably get away with it and not get sued. And then people are going to buy it thinking it's based off the bitch movie called Top Gun.
It may have been that. It's more interesting that you bought a game at a fair.
Yeah, the state fair. That's not what
and it still fucking works.
Is it the one that's in the cockpit? You actually have to fly the
it's
plane?
Horrible, yeah. And it still plays.
That one, I will give to you, when I was a wee tyke, was hard.
It is
hard and not fun at all. And then you're like, oh, there's controls that I need to learn.
Like, all right, the flying, like, the controls are all right and stuff like that. Like,
sorry, I have that song stuck in my head now.
Which system?
Goddamn.
The Nintendo.
NES. Okay.
Yeah, the NES. It was like, oh, cool. I was like, oh, man, like, I can actually fly a plane with a Nintendo controller. Holy shit. This is amazing.
And then
the worst part came. Oh, you finished the level. Now you have to land.
Yeah, it's some weird button combination you have to do. To
that, up, up, down, 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 up, 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 down, down, down.
Yeah.
Like I didn't understand. I was like, I'm pushing down as hard as I can.
She
like,
said.
What's going on? And then it just, right in the ocean.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's like a little, and then you die. That's so it's ashes. Like, well, that's,
and then you start to get it.
Because they'll switch to that side screen. And it'll yeah. Be like, yeah, I'm gonna land.
Yeah, you just
I'm
see.
I'm gonna land, I'm
land. Yeah, you just see your plane.
I remember that game. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was. Like, it was. It had really good controls, and, like, it was easy to play, but when it came to that landing part...
You're dead.
Yeah, and it's, like, 5 minutes into the game, too. It's just like, all right, cool, I got this
one level.
One level. And you lose your first life if you don't know how to fucking do it.
You have all of Top Gun to work from, and half of the game is spent with the worst, most boring part of what could happen in a plane.
Landing a fucking plane.
Yeah, you could have just been like, give me an automatic land. That would have been great.
Yeah. Like, give me a choice of being like, do you want to try it yourself or do you want to...
Right.
Like, or yeah. Easy, hard. Like, land yourself or not land yourself. It's that easy.
Just flop it on the runway.
But no, it's just... So you finish, like, all the levels and stuff like that. It's just like, okay, well, I'm going to die. So I got 3 levels in it. And I'm just done because I can't fucking land the plane. I keep on losing lives.
How long did you stick with the game?
I still got it.
He's gonna finish it.
Well, I'm gonna get you, Tom Cruise. I'm gonna get you.
That is my first like momentum game of buying a bad game.
That's sad.
Like that's like to begin my quest of just collecting stuff. This is where my insanity began.
Was it the fact that you spent your own hard-earned money on it that keeps
my own allowance? Yeah,
keeps you locked. I can't get rid of it.
I couldn't help it. It was
had
too
a
much.
Lab instead of this shit.
I couldn't help it. All right, it's even better when you have this little kid talking to this carny and he's bartering with him, going, "Give me this for $2. You probably haven't sold it at all, and why the hell do you need it?" And he sold, like, this tiny little kid a fucking Top Gun game.
And he's basically just
pay
handing
money
you
to
a
see
steaming
that.
Turd.
Like, that's how it happened!
A steaming turd he sold you.
And he's just like, she's like, oh, all right. God, you suck.
All right, we've Top Gunned it to death. New bat, what's your horrible game?
Leaving the danger zone.
We're leaving the danger zone, that's right.
Nope, she got a different game. She played a different game. It was insane.
Hmm? Well, this is a bad game. We all know she loves Crash Bandicoot, so this is...
So it's not going to be... No,
well, no. When I was younger, I was actually really pissed off about this, but my brother got a Harry Potter game for the computer. I'm the Harry Potter nerd in the family, and he got a Harry Potter game for his birthday. But every time we would play the game, like, none of the controls would do what they were supposed to, and it would be, like, lagging on stuff, or, like, if you were supposed to go duel somebody.
You're supposed to swish and flick, not swish and stab. Just remember. Come on. I fucking hate all of you.
No, I got it.
This is why we have this.
No one's going to say
we can quit. Go fuck yourself.
So you never let me talk.
Eat a dick.
You never let me have a chance
to
talk.
You're derailing it now. I
will
quit. Everyone else can make a fucking quip. You're the one that's derailing it right now.
No. You
know what's so did you play his terrible game?
Yeah, I did, because I was excited because it was Harry Potter. So I wanted to play it, and I was mad because he had it. And like,
so you sat there and you played it stubbornly just to get back at him.
Well, no, like I really
and
wanted to play it.
Inside, you're just
but
like,
I was
sucks.
Just like, yes, I just wanted to play it because it was Harry Potter. And then now that I look back, I'm like, why did I even play it? All that time being pissed off at this game because it's not doing what I tell it to, or I keep dying because it's saying I didn't do what I was telling it to.
I have to say that revenge never came up as a possible motive.
I'm reminded of...
you said spite.
When you describe this, I just think of Meatwad trying to swear, fuck you, fuck you. It's not enough, Bob.
Terrible. Oh my god.
Oh. So I spent a really, really like long time thinking about this topic.
Long
like,
time.
I grew up like I had a very interesting like surrounding for game wise, and like I honestly can't think of anything that I really stuck with. I was kind of
hey, you hate it?
Yeah. I was kind of spoiled when it comes to video games. Like my first exposure was like, hey, here's 3,000 Amiga games. Go nuts.
This one sucks.
Throw it back in the box.
That's the beauty of the Amiga.
Yeah, I was like, my dad fucking had everything for the Amiga.
Oh man, I remember.
There was a basement full of gear. Like, if I didn't like a game, I just threw it back in the box.
What's funny over there?
I started so many bad games. I played for like 5 minutes, and I saw like it was exciting. Like, I think the first time I exposed to it, I sat there like 3 days straight. Just, like, going through and, like, seeing a pile of stuff that I like to play. But, like, I never, like, actually had a game that, like, I just have game ADD so bad that I'll never, ever stick with something if I don't like
it.
Nothing, but... Okay, so all that stuff was available, but there was no situation where, like, your grandma gave you something...
Or obligated to play it?
Yeah, you really kind of felt, like, that attachment to the person that transferred to the game.
Fuck that. I don't have feelings.
Well, that's true.
Ooh. You're starting to sound like me.
I don't have feelings.
He's a robot.
What is this, Hug Hour?
Hug Hour with Guys, Games, and Beer.
Hug it out, guys.
Power Hour of Hug.
I've played some really bad games, but there's really nothing I've ever really stuck with now I think about it. I know it's just really horrible, and, like, I should value the things I buy more, but
life's too short to play bad games!
Right. This is your fault, Tom.
Right. Don't...
You even have doubles. That's the worst part. Jonah, wait! Before you say anything, just remember that your father worked really hard to find you games, and you'll break his heart. You tell him that something you got when you were younger.
Anger
is horrible.
No, you've got like 8 to 9 months to redeem yourself.
I don't know what game I didn't like.
My father bought me the best games in the world. I've never been exposed to crap games.
There might have been a couple that I gave on Steam. I'll give you a couple on Steam,
like
maybe.
What?
That Dungeons and Dragons game that we used to play was fairly bad.
Good. We played it together.
That's what made it fun. But I'm pretty sure we never played it alone. We always played it together.
Well, see, that's what he's kind of talking about. Like, maybe the game itself sucked, but, man, I'm spending
the
time with my pop,
game.
You know?
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, we were playing the Dwarven one, that Dwarf game that came out, like, a few years back.
Yeah, and I had a short
and we loved it because we were playing it together, you know, and that's what makes a lot of games fun.
How I'm pretty sure I played
Whoa,
we're
like talking like 2 foot tall?
I think it was mostly just about us being together.
It was tiny compared to the Paladin.
But it was like really slow, because remember we played it like a year back to try and recapture that, and we decided we better play something else.
It just wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I was like some short, like, dwarf. Thing.
Everybody was, weren't they?
No, you were. No, you were like a paladin thing.
Yeah, and my guy was real tall, and your guy was like a midget.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, a shorter than average person. Sorry, political correct.
Go with midget.
Ben!
Hold it, my thumb. Crap.
I know
games,
you go with midgets.
Crap games that we've stuck with?
Yes.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Diablo 3.
Good one.
I'm sorry, I was expecting
I paid 60
I
bucks!
I wanted to leave! I paid 60 bucks and waited, what, 12 years? And you gave me poop? And now you want to charge me
another, what, 60 bucks?
40.
40.
40.
To make it playable?
Yeah. No, there's no way I'm spending $100 on that game. No. Blizzard, go.
I did buy the collector's edition of
go
that.
Go poop yourself.
Which I do regret.
Go fudgesicle yourself.
I really regretted that.
It's I understand now. That.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of crap games that I played with someone else. I mean, Baldur's Gate wasn't...
Well, you did...
Bad.
No.
But I don't know if I'd catch myself playing it by myself.
Well, we all played Diablo together.
I mean,
I've
played it like 3 or 4 times by myself. But
I've never played Diablo.
It was short. Yeah.
But I think you captured the spirit of this topic, right?
Yeah,
you know,
that was a...
You know, I just...
That was
I
a good one.
Keep playing this. I spent so much money on it.
Just one... I just recently updated it. And it was like a 4-gig update. And I was like, wow, I haven't updated this in a minute. I stopped playing it because
I know we were playing. I was playing it with somebody. One of you guys. We were all playing it as a group for a while, and then
we all got bored.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We all got bored of the same maps.
Yeah.
Over and over. It got super boring, and it was hard, like really hard for no reason.
MacBoyer never got boring, and that was like from the 80s.
Right.
Because you can always blow stuff off.
I could go for some MacWarrior right now.
I know.
Why are we doing this?
Screw this episode!
You gotta go play MacWarrior.
You know what? I literally just thought of this one. Star Trek Legacy. I was expecting a lot more.
I didn't think it was that bad.
You're speaking ill of a Star Trek
but,
game?
Yeah, I understand.
I speak ill of a lot of Star Trek games because a lot of them are piss fucking poor. So.
There's a lot of them
out there.
There's a lot.
Cartridge!
Matt has some humility, unlike some people's favorite series.
Who you can't talk about!
Because you guys can't say anything that is horrendously bad about that game. Yes, I rephrased it, but...
Well, the point is, a series like Star Wars, Star Trek, there's so many games that there's just going to be some bad ones. And some
Star Trek, the lion's share of them are bad. That's the problem.
There was only
by
one...
Jean-Luc Picard's shiny skull, there's some crap... Star Trek.
Matt, who has the cartridge, do you think that, do you think that it's because after playing games like Starfleet Command, you're kind of expecting, when I looked at it, I was expecting like a Starfleet Command type of game.
Yes, I was expecting something more. I was expecting Starfleet Command-like play, like Conquest type of play with the actual 3D map.
Yeah.
That was good. Like that, I was expecting that. I was hoping for that, but instead it was like some crappy, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey time travel BS.
Did you read the reviews first? Because I mean, after I saw,
did it, I just went and played it. So that was my problem.
See, I read the reviews first, and then when I saw like the 25%, and then I played it, I was like, "Oh, this is pretty good." In fact, Jordan and I played that quite a bit, and we enjoyed it. I went
was
looking
for
it 25%. Again.
25%.
Yeah, and then I was like, "Yeah, this is fun." Yeah.
That was probably my biggest disappointment, at least on the Star Trek games.
Hey, the pedigree was so good. I think that was kind of the problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I bring one up? There's actually another game that I was going to bring
up. Yeah, because I loved your last one.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Xbox 360, Rage. That was
really?
It was early Bethesda game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No minimap. No minimap whatsoever.
You had to flip up a big map, didn't you, in Rage? I'm pretty sure.
There was no... Well, yeah, there was Bethesda a big... But
yeah,
there was
big,
no, like,
no minimap in the
instance map. So... A buddy of mine was playing it. I played as his mini-map. I was the one who was just like, I'm kind of watching you play this game, but I remember what room you came out of. And then the ending of it was just like, pfft. I was like, what? Like, put in disc 2. 5 minutes later, you're done with the game. It was bad.
I hate to say it, I kind of like that.
Ending with the super gun?
I didn't see the ending, so...
No, the last level, you get this giant gun that you don't need to use any other weapons. You have giant kill 'em all gun. And that's it.
I'm unlikely to finish it anyway, so.
It was a disappointing final boss, too.
They were being dill holes to the Mac people about it.
So you did your turn. It's Brian's turn.
It's Brian's turn.
It's Tom's turn. Brian can never win.
No, Brian, come on.
All right,
so
the ball.
Come on.
So, when I was younger, I lived with my grandmother for the longest time, and...
It was Golden Girls, wasn't it?
Yeah!
I also didn't have a whole lot of friends when I was growing up.
What? Oh, come on!
Why is this? I am.
I'll be honest.
Back,
I didn't have any friends growing up until I went to middle school.
He'd play games with them. He'd punch them in the arm.
Yeah, of course. And implying that
you're trying to date their
friends.
Sisters. Anyway,
what?
Nothing.
So
what? I didn't say like
no.
You dated their diaper laden sisters. I said you tried to date their sisters.
Yeah,
right?
You know, as an elementary schooler.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
They're older sisters.
So what game was it?
So I didn't have my best friends were, you know, whatever video game I was playing, but I didn't have a whole lot of money, obviously, and my grandmother refused to spend any money on video games because she thought it was stupid. So I would have to play the demo disc for the fucking PlayStation.
Oh no!
I can hear you on that. That is what
that
I
is
did
the
too.
Worst.
Yeah.
But there were two games that I did get that were it beyond cringeworthy, but not like mad scientist, you know, I want to kill you horrific. Bugsy?
Bugsy 3D.
And Army Men 3D were fucking horrendous.
You're gotta love that
been
camera,
better
huh?
spent on actually buying Army Men and burning them. Because yes. I had that game and plastic Army Men, and I burned the shit out of the Army Men, and it was more fun burning Army Men.
Yeah. And Army Men World
I mean,
of War.
That's true.
That one was Sergeant's
Return or something like that.
Sergeant's Heroes. It was loosely considered the best of all the Army Men series. That was Call of Duty before Call of Duty. Call of Duty before Medal of Honor was Army Men.
It's pretty easy to be the smallest turd in the toilet.
Is it
just a tiny little short.
Yeah.
But no,
you just have to divide it.
It was
so you just kept going and playing it hours on end.
It was either that or stare at white walls for hours. You know what the worst part was? Whenever I would get grounded, my grandma would try and hide the video game system from me. Well, that didn't last long. She'd hide it in the same fucking spot all day, and she worked all the time. So I was like sitting there, like, looking, tearing the house apart, looking for my best friends.
Oh, I miss you, crazy Army Man!
We're back to hug hour.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I would need therapy after that.
I would play those, and then just
I have
ace
therapy.
Just be like, nope, I have this demo down. I can get this done in 5 minutes. And it's like, crap, I can get this done in 5 minutes.
I can remember everything that you had to do in Ace Combat 3, Parappa the Rappa. I can't remember any of the other ones on there, but it's like, I can remember the song from Parappa the Rappa that I would play over and over and over. It's like, kick, punch, it's all in the mind. I'm not gonna sing the whole song.
Come on!
No,
let's stop.
We did Pokemon. No.
We did.
Yeah, that was good.
Tom!
I wanna be.
Oh, so here's how it goes for me. So,
no one
I was a poor college kid, and me and the girlfriend of the time, Susie, who's now the wife, decided we'd splurge, and she let me buy a really expensive computer, $300, which...
Oh, yeah.
Back then, that was like $1,000 nowadays, so let me buy this computer. But the problem was that the computer was just the computer. It didn't come with, in this case, a tape drive. So, and the tape drive was like $100 more. So we didn't have money for that. We had enough money for the computer. Just enough for the computer. So I got the computer, and the computer had one program in the back of the book. Tank versus USO. UFO. So
it's not that!
The VIC-20 tank versus UFO. So, literally, no, it gets better, though. Every time I wanted to play it, I'd have to type the entire
program
in and turn the computer off.
I was watching it.
To charge your electric chair.
Dead serious.
I remember
that. So wait a minute.
This is tank versus UFO.
UFO won a lot.
Literally hours on end because it was the only program.
It was all
program.
Data, wasn't it, too? It was like data?
No, it actually had some basic lines in it as well. But this was it. This is all I played for days.
Yeah, it came out like...
And eventually, like 2 or 3 weeks later, my now wife took pity on my soul and let me spend the money on the tape recorder so I could actually save the darn thing.
And one Maxell tape.
Yeah, serious.
You would have had
I also
time
had
just
to program that one in.
Yeah, well.
Pixelated boobies.
Tank versus UFO. That was it. That was the one game. that it was the worst. I mean, it was just horrible.
I
but
hated
it was
it,
the but, one game.
But I got to tell you, as I'm watching it now,
not so bad.
It's fun memories. You know,
you look at the fire on the UFO when it goes down like that. You know?
Oh, that's a killer IP right there.
Yeah,
if I've
really?
Ever seen one.
Yeah, it needs a revival.
So yeah, so that was that. That's mine.
That's
really terrible.
All right, you're up.
That's terrible.
I like the little fire.
Don't talk fire. No,
yeah. The fun part is like if you like could type the characters in other ways, so then they look fun.
Yeah, you could change them actually. So and you do that just because after a while
you're bored.
Man, I'm fucking bored. I might as well change the screen.
Exactly.
I'm thinking UFO versus flying tank. Let's do this.
Yeah, you could have edited it. You could have made change. Did you make modifications?
Yeah,
you added it, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's the first mods. We're just going into your basic program and changing that X into an O because it looked better.
or it was
sad to say.
You just covered it on a typo. Oh, wait, I like it
better. Yeah, right? All right, Rob. Oh, I hated typing in games, dude. Like, you do one data line wrong and, like, everything's off. All right, but anyway, I got to wrap this up. And I'm gonna do Atari because I love Atari. But my uncle and I, you know, the first person I played games with was my uncle. He was the first one with the Atari that was in my family.
And he played the Atari with his uncle too.
And I played the Atari with my uncle. Yeah, you're a sick person. That's just too far.
It always
just
is.
Wrong. I'm gonna touch you later inappropriately.
All
anyway,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, we Ben. So anyway, we we're like really excited because you know Pac-Man's coming out for the Atari, right?
And
so for Christmas, my uncle gets Pac-Man, and we do a 3-day marathon of horrible. It was so bad, but you know, like you only got like back then, you only got so many games out like in a month. So we're sitting there playing this Pac-Man. We knew it so well that we could make it so you just never die. There's a pattern you could do where you literally would never die in Atari Pac-Man. So the only thing you could compete to do is not sleep. So we played this game literally like 24 hours until one of us fell asleep playing.
Okay, that being said, the line on the video here for that game is, many historians blame this game for the crash of the video game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was that bad.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Bonk, 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 bonk. Terrible.
Just so you can see, imagine playing that for days.
Yeah, my eyes, like, were, like...
Bleeding?
Bleeding, yes. That's terrible.
Why are the ghosts, like, just teleporting everywhere?
They did, dude. Look at this.
No, that's something wrong with the thing. They, well...
Yeah, they did. Yeah, no, they really did.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, but...
That sits in about...
But don't worry, because if you knew the pattern, you didn't have to worry about where the ghosts were.
He's really just fine. The ghosts really are teleporting all over the place.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Maybe that was Pac-Man 2.
Yes, many video game historians blame this game for the video game crash.
By the way, multiple screens, just one, and it keeps getting faster.
I just want to say, like, everybody had, like, a story to, like, each of their horrible games.
I know.
This is one of those things.
Well, right. I think everybody has a horrible game.
It was an emotional hour, okay, guys?
Okay.
And now you have a horrible podcast.
Yay.
We'll see you for segment two in a little bit. We're going to talk about show and tell.
Show and tell.
You love it.
Ben, put it back in your pants.
Oh, God,
put
no.
It in your pants.
Ben, no. No.
The gentle sounds of springtime seem to say relax and be refreshed. And just as gently, Salem brings you springtime refreshment. For Salem Special Paper, air softens every puff, breathes in fresh, cool air to bring you a softer smoke. Take a puff. It's springtime. And in the softness of Salem, there's the rich taste of fine tobaccos. Menthol Fresh, rich tobacco taste. Modern Filter 2, that's Salem. Most delightfully, Salem refreshes your taste.
Welcome back to Guys, Games, and Beer. And we're doing Show and Tell.
Ooh, we got some cool stuff to show and tell.
I got
tonight,
something to show you guys.
Whoa. Stop. Just stop. It's twice tonight now. I've already seen it. Once is enough.
Oh, you haven't seen it all, brother.
Oh, shit, I'm rolling.
You haven't.
This episode.
What?
This isn't the No Pants Party.
No, stop! Hey, stop! Like, No,
thank God he is off camera.
Wow. Back up. Back up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a pants.
No.
Somebody show my pics.
All right, No. So, show and tell tonight. So what I've been working on lately is a lot of stuff for the Midwest Gaming Classic. One of the things I did for the Midwest Gaming Classic is I have modded my Atari 2600. So, I'm going to stop Larry from playing for a moment so I can show the mod.
Fair enough.
So, the Atari 2600, the original Atari 2600, only has RF out, which is okay if you were in 1982. But for today's modern television sets and monitors,
oh my God,
RF out, not so cool. So, there is a mod available, and you can either build the circuit yourself or buy it pre-built for doing either just straight composite out. There's a one for composite and audio, and there's also one for composite audio and S-video. So I picked up the one off of eBay for $30. It really is a very, very nice system. It gives you full S-video out, composite out, and surprisingly enough, an actual split stereo out. They actually, it's not true stereo, but they actually take the audio and split it so that different frequencies are on different left and right, are on the left and right, so you actually get a real stereo effect from it. So they did a really nice job on that. Now, that being said, this is not a mod for the faint of heart. It took a lot of work to do. So here's the old RF used to be out from here. We've added again the S-video, the composite, left and right audio out on this, so it works out great. Again, you don't, you know, even when you're plugging into a modern TV with, you know, that does have a tuner in it, and they always sell these little jacks so you can, you know, adapt right. the old RF over to it, it just never looks as good. This gives you a really, really sharp video. I mean, it's the quality is great.
Yeah, Flatbone Bird looked wonderful.
Does it not look great? I mean, so if you actually take and set it up, let me just hook it up real quick here again. So this is through a straight composite input right now. Okay, so yes, S-video not as useful as it used to be, but surprisingly enough, it is. Some new systems have it, and you know something, it really isn't like it's a lot of money to add S-video to something. You're going to pay $20 to $30 anyways. You might as well spend a few extra bucks and get as many interfacing options as possible. What the hell did we do here, gentlemen? Somehow or another, we have the joystick cord wrapped around the stool here. I don't know how we managed that. All right, so let's try this here. So, modern TV, we're using the... Ben, put your clothes back on! No, wait. Ben, come over here. No. Dude, if you're getting undressed, if you're going to get naked, I want you on camera naked. Stop touching his tits.
There's only one.
Okay, stop touching his tit.
All right.
I do not want to see that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're using the Harmony cartridge here.
I got to tell you, I wish that was just radio play.
Hey, Rob, let me get that toilet paper.
No, it's not. If he comes over here, you can see
he actually
made
it. Paper?
Forever off frame. It is.
I mean, you definitely see some of the lines that you would see, but there's no interference, there's no background noise, and again.
Like this.
Listen to that audio quality. Listen to that Atari 2600 amazing audio quality.
And this is in stereo, mind you.
Yes, in stereo.
Look at those sprites.
Get
past the first level, Tom.
Okay,
don't do it, Tom.
Wait, no, I'm going to get past the first level. Okay.
That's what she 45 said. Minutes later.
Yeah, wait. This
is going to be edited out.
All right, next person. Oh!
I got one point. All right. So, but that's what I've been working on lately. I got lots of other show and tell stuff, but we'll keep it to one item tonight because Midwest Gaming Classic is coming up. You want to see a lot of shit, new shit? Come to Midwest Gaming Classic.
And we're going to have a contest.
Yes. Oh, that's right. So, a couple of contests going on. There's the big contest going on, which is...
I'll talk about that in a minute.
But there's going to be a small contest going on. We are doing a Flappy Birds on retro systems. So what we're going to talk about is new games on old systems. So we're going to have Flappy Birds running on the Atari 2600, the Vectrex, the Commodore 64, and the Amiga. So we'll have four systems running it. There's going to be a contest that the person with the highest score on each machine at the end of that day wins a prize. So sweet. Four prizes in that particular system alone. All right? Okay. That's awesome. It. That's my thing.
Dibs! Me next!
You next? You next? No! Put your clothes back on first!
My clothes are back on.
Well...
I gotta find my beer.
You had to ruin the illusion of radio.
No, it wasn't an illusion. He was naked.
Well, I want you to show what you brought.
He got naked.
Yeah, but he's clothed now.
I got a really...
All right.
Oh, are you doing yours or am I doing mine?
Why don't you do yours?
Okay, because mine's super easy. Because I didn't actually know it was show and tell today. So, this is my one gamer thing. Yes, it was a terrible movie. But like every good Wisconsin boy, I need the bottle opener on my car keys.
It was actually a good movie.
It's very Wisconsin.
And it was an all right movie.
Very Wisconsin and...
Gamer.
Oh,
gamer.
I liked it.
You want to go?
Sure.
All right. That was my box.
Everybody's going to cut in front of you, Rob.
God.
Well, I kind of feel like you should finish the show with our big...
I agree.
Hey, this is our big Wisconsin classic. Come on out and... win a prize!
Yeah, ruining it. Yeah.
No, he gets, he's our headliner and our closer. It's like, hi, this is Rob with Guys, Games, and Beer feature.
Right.
With Larry, Tom, Brian.
Yeah, that's why I'm always the wingman.
That's right. So, first I want to start off.
You're married.
I want to start off by saying that I feel really confident in the slacks today. Before I share this board game.
Thank you for that reference. I appreciate everyone. I think I'm the only person in the circle besides maybe Rob actually getting that joke. Are you wearing
slacks? Yeah. No. I thought about it, but they didn't fit.
Board games,
yes. So, Rob and Jonah came over last week, and I dug this one out. It's a more limited player than what we normally play. It's called The Haunting House. I usually call it The Haunted House, because I always get titles wrong. But this is The Haunting House.
Skyrim forever.
It's a tile-based game. You set up the tiles, and the tiles constantly move throughout the game. And the other element that's kind of interesting about it is you set up a sequence of events for yourself using cards, and you have to play them in the order you picked at the time. Everybody picks at the same time, lays them down, then plays them. All at the plays them one at a time, but you have to play them in order, and you have to play the cards that as you laid them. So basically, you have to sit. And this was the big joke we were doing: it's the Princess Bride. You know, which cup has the lidocaine poison in?
Yes.
Did I put it in my own cup or did I put it in your cup? But you know that, so I know that, so you know that. So we all had to play, so, you know, outthink each other. And it was actually, in our particular game, it worked out that on the very last round, everybody had an equal chance to win. And if they'd have played their cards a certain way, they would have won. It just turned out that we all...
Everybody thought everybody was going to do the same thing.
Right. So... So it's a really interesting game. Can take a long time. I think they say like a half hour or something like that. But if you have fairly clever people, you could be in for 3 hours. You know, depending.
We did an hour, so we're somewhat clever.
And sometimes it's mere luck that ends up winning the day. There are a couple expansions for it. It's a pretty good game and it's $25. I got it on sale, you know, at... I promote local game shops, so I got this one up at Gnome Games in Green Bay, and they were having a sale, so I got a deal on it for $20. So I recommend this one. So that's my show and tell.
Damn good game, too. Anybody else want to show their privates? Yay, Matt!
Okay.
I feel like we're in kindergarten again.
That was the whole plan.
I want my graham crackers and milk, bitch!
We kind of always are.
And I gotta tell you, it was fun then and it's fun now.
Let's slow down for a sec. He said, who wants to show their privates next? And he said that reminds you of kindergarten?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah.
That's
this is a safe place.
Who's the one who showed his dick?
No, it's not.
slacks. It's totally cool.
Is this going to be the second?
So Larry can show off his slacks, but I get naked and everyone goes, whoa!
Is this going to be the second?
In fact, I think that's the very definition of appropriate and not appropriate. Clothes on, clothes off.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty sure that's correct. Okay, so before we had things like the NVIDIA Shield and the MOGA controller that and the MOGA Pro and things like that, some enterprising dude invented something called the Game Clip. Basically what it is just a little molded plastic piece that, and this is the actual Game Clip right here. This is just a case that I have to affix my Nexus 7 into. And it's a molded plastic case that fits around a PS3 controller eventually.
Okay, just for the PS3?
Yes, this fits only around the PS3 controller. So your PS3 controller fits as such, and then you stick whatever device you have in there, you have with you, that fits in the case that's attached to your game clip into the game clip. The case that they provide you, or that you buy from them, or you buy for yourself, is affixed with a 3M permanent cementing strip. So it's on there pretty good. I've never been able to shake it off yet. So, but I've tried.
You shake pretty hard.
Because once is fine. Two's okay. Three, you're just doing it for yourself. So I'm gonna show you real quick what I use. What a lot of people use, it actually comes with a special USB cable that will take the micro USB of your tablet or phone or whatever, what have you, and convert it directly into a mini USB that the PS3 controller has, and that will allow it to just run the controller in USB host mode. You don't have to have any special programs or anything. It just sees the controller and goes with it. What I prefer to do is run an application, assuming that my tablet wants to go in the right direction, I run an application called a six-axis control. And what it is it's a little controller that's built into your tablet, and you have to start it. You have to have a rooted device in order to run this application. You start it, and it starts a server and takes away your Bluetooth access. So if you like to use Bluetooth headsets while you play, it's not going to work anymore. But then once you start the pairing, you start the controller, and if it decides it wants to work, it connects and gives you a battery rate and everything like that. Now my controller is connected just as a normal controller. So we load up a game, and I picked Dead Trigger because I had it configured already. So I load up Dead Trigger. It says loading, please wait, because the tablet's kind of old and slow, so it's going to take a minute, and I have to keep talking over it because it's going to take a minute because it's slow and old. And there we go. So I pick a mission, I play, and load some more because that's how this works. Oh, all the loading. And there we are. Now I can run around and kill some zombies. And as you can see, I'm using my PS3 controller, which I pre-configured the controllers for before showing it to you guys here.
Well, that actually looks good.
Dead Trigger still runs really, really well on this thing, because it's still kind of an old game.
Yeah.
And the controller works reasonably flawlessly, and assuming that I know what I'm doing and actually can kill zombies. But it works really, really well, and I like the Bluetooth just because then I don't have to have a cord hanging off it for no reason. It's a really nice little device. The guy still sells them, and you can attach pretty much any plastic case to a game clip. So whatever phone, whatever you have, if you have a case that's easy to get your phone in and out of, buy a game clip for it and hook it up to your PS3 controller, and you're going to have, you don't have to, drop a few $100 on an NVIDIA Shield, even if you want one like me.
So wait a minute. So now the game clip does not come with the plastic case. You glue it onto your own plastic
case? Yes, this is a plastic case that actually they molded for the Nexus 7. The game clip itself, I think, is 15. I'd have to actually check that, and I don't feel like doing that.
Oh, right. A lot cheaper than a MOGA.
Yes, it's about $15 for the clip, and if you already have a PS3 controller, I mean, that's a frickin' deal.
Right.
Then you pay, $10 for a cheap, sturdy plastic case, and you attach it with the cement 3M strip that comes on the game clip.
That's pretty cool.
And it holds on pretty well. It's actually a pretty ingenious idea. I mean, and the guy can sell them cheap and ships them cheap. It only took a few days for him to get it to me, and he just shipped a regular old UPS Ground or FedEx or whatever it was. was. And it's just a nice little attachment for your Android, you know, tablet, phone, whatever you want to play games on with a controller. It's really sweet, and I've talked about it, and I wanted to actually show it off. So here it is.
Sweet.
Who's next?
There you go.
Travis is up.
Yay, Travis!
Travis has got something cool.
Travis has got something cool.
Oh God!
So I'm not gonna reveal the whole project I've been working on this, but I recently picked up a Razer Hydra.
Wait, and how much did you get it for, Travis?
$60, but it was also 44 hours of driving.
I know, but it was worth driving that far for $60.
Yeah.
Basically, how much is it retail?
Yeah. It was like $150 to $200. I think it was like $179 originally. Yeah, unfortunately, it was a very limited run. Some of the copies were. It became really popular because Portal 2 came out with specific maps for this. And basically, it's motion controls. It's wired. I really like the technology overall. It does a pretty good job on tracking it. Just unfortunately, because it is wired, you have very horribly short range. But the good news is this is actually produced by Sixth Sense, who actually does the technology for the PlayStation 3 and 4 controllers, the motion controlling and that. But they're really good at doing positional tracking as well as relational tracking. So basically you have two kind of like almost nunchuck style controllers, and I've actually been working. These are really popular with the Oculus Rift community, which is why I picked it up. They kind of go hand in hand. There's a lot of really cool demos that people can, you know, use, and people have done some really creative stuff to add head, body tracking, things like that. I was really kind of hesitant on possibly picking one of these up, because they're $150, $200, and they're kind of limited in what they can do, because you only have 2 points. And the biggest thing is the newest stuff, the STEM system, which was kickstarted last year, pretty successful on the kind of wave of everything Oculus-related. Starts shipping this July. They have a basic system. They have basically tiny little packs that strap in to controllers, or you can put them on your body, and they're all wireless, completely wireless, unlike this, which is wired and is via USB. It's a little more difficult to make wireless, too, because you actually need the base in relation to it. The STEM system, when it comes out in July, I'm really excited to give it a try, and I was kind of thinking of holding off to this. But there's this thing called the HydroDeck Cover Shooter for the Oculus Rift, which is absolutely amazing, and I'm really, really glad I picked this up, because it's going to be a lot of fun to show off, and this is another thing we're going to be doing at the MGC. Now that I've made the Oculus Rift like almost completely wireless, I'm just waiting on one last component to come in hopefully Wednesday or Thursday. This is the only thing that's corded, so you get a really, really good sense of movement. It'll use one to strap to your chest to actually track your body and full, so you can crouch and lean and everything. It actually does all that relational tracking very well. And here's the other one, it's your gun. You can fully move it around. And the technology's really cool. So I really think that, when the next round comes around and it's wireless, this is definitely going to be something people are going to be interested in, especially when it comes to gaming and virtual reality. So really happy to pick this up, super cheap. And if you end up finding a deal on one, it's kind of fun to play around with. So,
sweet.
Newbot, what'd you bring?
I'm coming.
She brought me.
Yeah, I brought you.
Since none of you boneheads went downstairs to go potty today.
Well, I really, really tried my hardest to make a good April Fool's joke.
Oh, by the way, this is April 1st when we're recording this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, nobody went to the bathroom down here, and then every time somebody would go to the bathroom, I'd get all excited, and I'd be like, Rob, somebody's going to the bathroom.
All right, I just want to let her know. Three people who went to the bathroom, she's like, are they pooping?
My coworker gave this to me because she put it in the bathroom for her boss. It's non-rippable toilet paper. So you can sit there and you can fight with it and you wouldn't be able to rip it after taking a dump. And, well, you can rip it, but it's just really hard. So I wrapped it around the roll so it looked like it was actually on a toilet paper roll. And
so I was kind of lucky because, sorry, Rob, I kind of went upstairs and destroyed your toilet.
You should have gone down here!
I'm locking those doors in the future.
What are you talking about? This ripped?
It's hard to rip, though, right?
No.
I would want that all over my butt.
Single ply? I wouldn't use this as a single ply.
Get out of here.
That's why he doesn't use the downstairs toilet.
But no, I was just so excited because I thought it'd be really funny because a while ago, every time I come here, somebody clogs the toilet. And you can never use it downstairs, so I was excited to finally play a prank on somebody here, and nobody decided to go to the bathroom down here.
Didn't decide to take a poop.
Yeah. Well, when Ben went in there early, I was really hoping Ben was going to take a dump, and I was excited, so I'm hoping that he's just outside smoking a cigarette, and that he's going to come back in and go take a dump.
That would be nice, if he would take a dump.
So, anybody else? Show and tell?
Anybody? Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
Just me?
Brian brought something cool to show.
Oh, you did bring something awesome.
Yeah, he brought something awesome to show and tell.
You were taking so long.
I wanted to go last. Well,
you're not
going
to get to go last. Rob goes last.
The red light means it's off, right?
No.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
No, you're going.
So what did you bring, Brian?
I brought my still-functioning virtual boy.
Oh, yeah, I can see
you.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm just terrible. No, I brought my virtual boy, and commonly known as the free laser eye surgery kit, explains my horrendous vision nowadays. Because they always have that stupid splash screen where it's like, oh, hey, you know, you don't want to play this for more than 20 minutes at a time, but you could turn that off in the settings for each game. And I was like, I can't be bothered to not be able to play my game for 5 minutes every 20 minutes to rest my eyes. Fuck that. I want to play Mario Tennis. Over and over and over and over. The only game that I brought today, though, was... Come on. Virtual Boy's Wario Land.
See, I still think that was the best Virtual
Boy
game.
It was. I never beat it, though, because I was bad.
Yeah, but that's why it's one of the best
it's
games.
Because it makes you half blind within the first 30
minutes.
Well,
that, minutes. Too. Well, yeah. It's not that. Possibly. It's not the Virtual Boy that made him blind.
Well, yeah, that's a totally different thing.
I don't get it.
You don't have to.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm just saying those aren't cataracts, is what I'm saying.
Here, this is why.
I'm so glad that was off screen.
Fisting the air?
So, tell us more. So, wait. So, tell us why you're showing this tonight.
What?
Well, because I need to get it ready for, because we're going to be bringing this to Midwest Gaming Classic this weekend.
Well, that's right. No, not this weekend. Or,
next weekend. Excuse me.
Actually,
sorry.
No, it'll be this weekend when the show is there, though. You're right.
Yeah. Sorry, being stupid. But yeah, dug this back out, made sure it was still working, and honestly, I remember getting this. I was so happy. Those were the days.
Oh,
yeah.
This was my other best friend. Can I tell you, given your other story, I bet you were happy.
Yeah, I was. I'm not even going to bullshit or laugh at that one. Yeah, I genuinely was.
Don't make me cry again. Don't make me cry again.
No, but the thing I really liked about it, too, is, I mean, hold the controller. I actually like the feel of it,
the
too.
The controller was actually
it's
a
good
controller.
You know what? It is a good controller.
Yeah. And also, the other thing I liked about it, too, is the controller and the power were all integrated. I mean, sure, you've got
a
inch
battery
and a half
pack
thick.
Hanging off the bottom of it. Yeah, it did not
Full
come
forward,
with the AC
right?
adapter,
yeah.
if you remember. You had to buy that separately.
Yeah,
there's an adapter. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's
but that was not included with the original one. It came with a battery pack on the bottom. You had to buy the AC adapter separately.
Yep. Yeah. Totally made it a lot better. Man. Wow, man, I really want to play this right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm way too tall for the frame, aren't I?
It's pretty rigid.
Hi. But yeah, I think I'm going to go home and play this tonight.
So, people, come on to the Midwest Gaming Classic. You can actually play with and they're very rare out there. I've only seen one other one out there.
Yeah, that guy got really test if you touched it.
Oh, dude, yeah, you did not dare touch his, man. He was, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it!
Oh, Jonah was playing with it, and the guy's like, "Don't, Justin, don't do that! What the hell?"
So here's the thing: if you bring something out to the Midwest Gaming Classic, you better be willing to let people touch it, or don't put it where people can reach it. That's the rule. If I can reach it, it means I can touch it.
That's why I bring Tom.
That's right.
Yeah.
He puts me out. Everybody touches me.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Hey, gotta get action somehow nowadays.
Ooh.
I know what you mean.
Such a whore.
Hey, but I'm good at it. All right, so Rob.
All right, well, here is our loot box. Right, look at the size of it. Camera. It's not even
Holy
done
shit,
yet.
That's a big loot box.
This is our loot box for the Midwest Gaming Classic. This is what you win.
Da-da-da-da.
This is what you win.
What, were you shooting your crotch?
Yeah, I was.
All right.
This is what you win. If you are the best at Bomb Squad, we're going to be playing Bomb Squad on the Ouya 4 player. And the winner of that bracket is not going to be Jonah because G2B members can't win.
I'm not going to win. I suck at that game. So.
Yeah, it was hilarious when we stuck our heads together with that bomb. That was pretty freaking funny. But anyway, this is the stuff that you get if you win.
Step one.
And plus some other stuff that we're going to add in. This is a Nintendo USB controller so that you can authentically play your NES games that you pirated. I mean, own and emulate. Plugs right into your PC with a USB cord. It's actually a pretty good facsimile. I'm not going to bust it open because these things are brand new. We don't give you used crap. We give you brand new stuff. Although
we give you brand new crap.
That's right. Only new crap.
Only new crap. No used crap.
Only the hardest.
Oh, whoa. Look what you got here. Whoa. Pop that bad boy out.
This is the Retro Entertainment System with two controllers. It plays Nintendo games.
And the cartridges, correct?
And we will be including a couple cartridges with it. We're not sure what games yet. We're going to try and get them in boxes.
So basically,
you can take your NES cartridges and pop them right in.
And you pop them right into this puppy.
Nice.
You too could play Gumshoe.
Quite possibly.
Only if you got a light gun, though.
Yeah.
If you're real lucky, I might throw in the brand new light gun that I have that I got at an auction.
You got a brand new light gun at an auction?
Yeah. Sitting there wrapped up in the back.
What else you got, Rob?
I've got Super Mario 3D gummies!
Woo!
Three of them.
Not just two.
Chewy bags of Mario goodness.
Them with your imaginary friends like Brian does.
Aww.
Used to. Okay, let's be honest.
We're mostly imaginary, yeah.
What are you saying? Your imaginary friends left you too?
They don't like me either.
They held an intervention for me. Like, if you don't get your shit together, we're packing up and
quit talking to the air. Talk to your imaginary friends.
I showed the Master Chief plinth and action figures that I have, and I'm totally
line them up.
Where they can mock me. I'm only half joking.
If Nintendo a Nintendo controller isn't old school enough for you, we have the Atari Go Pad, which includes this plugs into your PC too, probably your Mac as well. Although I don't think the game works with the Mac. Oh, yeah, it does. It works with the Mac, too.
Nice.
PC or Mac, not Linux.
Wow.
But I bet you can use it on Linux and emulate.
If you couldn't.
And it includes Asteroids and a fold-up controller that you can take with you to your friend's house and play Asteroids with them.
Okay, that's pretty slick.
Nice.
How cool is that? That was a good find, huh?
That is a good find.
I got... Quit lying, noob. We got Super Mario PES. Because Pez kicks ass, and Super Mario Pez kicks double ass.
So it's actually Mario.
So how old is
of Mario?
So that's straight from like the 1990s. Still tastes like soap.
Yeah. What's kind of scary is that I bought it off the shelf. But anyway.
It'll have been sitting there for 10 years.
Do the winners have to sign a waiver before they get
this? We might have you sign a waiver. We've got some Fallout Las Vegas buttons.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be. Those are really cool, actually. Damn.
We've got some soon-to-come G2B stickers.
Man, we can't win this shit.
I know, right?
What, in the black bag?
Black bag!
I missed that.
We've got the Assassin's Creed Black Flag T-shirt in a tin.
Wow.
Because everything's better. It's in size large.
That pretty well comes out.
So those of you in extra large will look kind of sexy in it. And those of you in small will look smaller. But the best thing of all, the number one most awesome thing.
There's more awesome than that?
There is something more awesome than that. There is the official 2014 Guys Games and Beer.
There is more awesome
Beer
than that.
Stein.
What?
Nice.
This is a one-off. Every other beer stein you'll see has a different design on it. This one actually has the original one that we made for the 2013, but we kept it because we liked it so much. Logo.
Nice.
And that's actual G2B art there. Drawn by G2B artisans.
Nice.
They're dead now.
Yes. Yeah, because those Chinese girls die easy if you don't feed them.
Alcohol may or may not have been a factor.
Maybe.
Wow, that is quite the haul.
So I'm gonna tell you what. Come out to Midwest Gaming Classic.
Which kills me. We should be able to compete for that crap.
Right?
That's a nice ass haul.
Well, do you guys know I am a master of disguise? Well, so you better. I will come in there with my fake mustache.
Yes. He's a masturbator of disguise. Speaking of disguises.
And masturbation.
I don't have a segue for that. I was looking for, usually they just come to me, and that one just did not.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, well.
Crank out of this show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, guys. Games and beer. Yeah, this is actually a pretty good episode. I don't really have anything bad to say about it.
You're not going
to
say, but we don't know why. Wait. You're a listener. You're not going to say. You don't know why you do.
I just can't, because this is actually a pretty good episode, yeah.
Yeah, you may actually want to watch this.
Right, thanks for watching.
Introduce yourself if you're listening. Yeah, stop by and say hi.
Yeah, if you're at the MGC, come out and say hi. That's like a week from, I think, post date of this episode. Twitch. Number two, we're working on getting on Twitch. Watch for announcements on that. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, Guys Games Beer. All run together, because I don't know what's up on Twitter. Facebook. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, and of course you can always visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. that has links to everything else.